Mate, I'm going really well. I'm really good. Obviously, we're going to play in Tassie, our homeland. But yeah, what we wanted to do with this tour was really showcase where country music was going and who was pushing it there and which ways it was being pulled and stuff like that. So we've got a ton of artists. We've got 7 acts from 3 different countries. So really great value there to start off with. Obviously, we're going to be playing. We've got Troy Kemp from McAllister Kemp. We've got a young up-and-coming Craig Heath. We've got Gord Bamford, who's Canada's number one country music star. We've got Caitlin Shadbolt, who was on X Factor recently. We've got Christy Lamb, and Jodie Doreen is coming out from New Zealand. So we've got a ton of acts. We've got lots of music to showcase and a great night to be had by all.
It's a mini-festival of the hot new wave of country music. There's some great names there that you just mentioned.
Yeah, look, I think this is going to be a killer tour. I think rather than just go out on their own and take maybe one artist to open for us, we really wanted to show everyone, you know, where country music was headed and how it was changing and who was changing it. And yeah, we're really excited for this one, mate. It's going to be great.
Good shows coming up for Tassie.
Yeah, great. The Launceston show is actually October 8th. The Hobo one is the 7th. You know, like I said, we love playing in Tassie. It's our home, little home away, you know, from all the hustle and bustle of Nashville and touring and things like that. So we're home for about a week at the moment before we head back to Nashville on Monday, which is really cool. So having some time off in Hobart, but yeah, it's all looking really good.
Friday the 7th of October, Rest Point Casino in Hobart, then Saturday October 8th, that's at Hotel Tasmania Launceston.
That's the one, mate, yep.
All right, and grab your tickets from tixtas.com.au because they will sell fast, and you boys have been pretty busy touring, of course, in Nashville, your new album as well.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's living up to its name. It's been a really crazy life for us. We've been on so many planes and we've lost so much sleep over the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. But it's all been worth it, mate. You know, we're very goal-driven and we really just want to bring great music to great people.
Because you're so busy, aren't you?
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know of any other people who would travel so much and see so little. You know, because we're just from gig to gig and sometimes we're driving for 10 hours. I mean, the drive from Nashville to Wisconsin is a good 10, 11, maybe 12 hours if you stop a few times. So, yeah, we've been absolutely flat out over there, mate, but there's been some great opportunities and some great gigs, and we're really happy just to see that our brand of country music does actually work over there as well. People are getting it and buying CDs and merch, and we're really, yeah, really happy about that.
Flying the flag for Australia, flying the flag for Tasmania, that's exactly what you're doing. And I was talking to Tom a couple of weeks ago. He reckons this third album is the best album that you've had to date, This Crazy Life. So
yeah, oh, mate, grab yourself a copy. It's this is the one that we wrote in Nashville. We literally went there with nothing in our pockets and wrote and recorded the whole album, did it all over there, and yeah, easily our best work. It's really nice to feel that band is still, you know, still got its best album ahead. The music keeps getting better and better, and we're constantly writing over there as well and doing co-writes with professional sort of writers over there who do that all day, every day, and that's going really cool too. And it's great to see. I mean, seeing, like, listening to our music is the best way to see how the band's evolving, and I think it's pretty obvious too. Like, when you listen back to the first album, move to the second one, and now the third one, it's easily the best.
It's musical progression, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's growth. You know, I think we've all changed as musicians and people since we started this, and it's all for the better.
Fantastic. And I think iTunes Country Chart has it at number one, so it's just resting nicely at the top of the heap at the moment, This Crazy Life. So look out for it, and you can check your website as well, thewolfbrothers.com, and secure your copy of This Crazy Life. And look out for when the boys are back in Tasmania, as I said, in October, and you'll be touring other states of Australia as well. And you can check the webpage for This Crazy Life tour. It promises to be an absolute beauty with all those other artists that you just mentioned there, Brody, and I'm sure it's going to go gangbusters.
Oh, I'm sure it is too. We're going to have a great time, man. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Brody Rainbird from the Wolf Brothers. Look, thank you very much for your time on 7B Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.